Hello, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Hello, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Hello, it's 7 o'clock in the afternoon. Hello, it's 3 o'clock in the night. Because it will go on air on different times. And then you have to say the title of the show.
It's 5:45, though. Oh, that's what time the show is supposed to start.
Also 5:45 in Micronesia. You never know, because they've got the different time shifts. I think they start time shifting after the general Gegenwart stretching. But the name of the show.
Ah, the name of the show, okay.
Josephine.
But can I interject? What's Micronesia? I'm really curious.
Micronesia is, if you come from the United States, the islands west of it. And if you come from Japan and Polynesia, the islands east of it.
Okay. That's clear now for me.
That's on where the day where 31st of March becomes the 1st of April.
Right.
Soon.
Okay. So here we are.
So
again,
you've got your 15 minutes on the left. It's the 31st of March, and 15 minutes on the right. It's already the 1st of April.
The numbers really confuse me. Any kind of number, as soon as you start mentioning
these
things.
You've got a favorite number?
No.
You've got a favorite anthem?
That's another question.
It has to be a European one.
Anthems, that's the theme.
Where's the whole connection?
So here we are with Renus and Josephine.
Lady Belinda.
And Adrian once again.
At the... once again, this is our first independent show.
Our first independent show, before we were dependent then.
Yeah.
Who were we dependent on?
Hello, this is Framework, you know.
This is Framework.
No,
okay.
It's not Framework.
Oh, no.
It's another show.
That was another show.
This is another show.
All right, no, but this is the very first one.
We're
forgetting the other ones.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Just so I'm clear.
You don't know the title of the show. Today's show, for this week... No, for the coming hour, this will be the National Anthem Show.
The National Anthem Show.
Yeah? It's Nationale Volkslied Show. Show.
So Josephine can introduce that.
Sounds brilliant.
Yeah, Josephine, what are we going to play?
Good question.
What national anthem do you want to hear? We've got all of them.
I want to hear a national anthem.
That's a bit European, though.
Between drama and comedy. From
European.
Bulgaria.
No!
Oh.
Is that the only one? Is Bulgaria in Europe?
Yes, but it's a Bulgarian woman choir.
Then I want the 10th.
Number 10.
Yes.
Just play number 10.
Please.
Okay, here we go.
Number 10.
We're all saluting.
I don't know this part.
I don't recognize it, no. Is it good to talk over a national anthem, though, isn't it?
Are we? Oh. No, but I didn't want to hear this. I know this one already.
You know this one?
Yeah.
So you want to hear something you haven't heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe people want to hear this one, though. This is for
only
the people.
French people want to
I'm
hear
born
this.
At the 13th. Perhaps this is better.
Okay.
So this is one day before.
No, three after.
What?
The 13th.
The 13th.
But if you was born in Micronesia,
then
Malta.
It would be
Malta.
I had the idea of everyone can. Okay.
Do you know it's the year of the pigs?
Is
in
it?
China? Yes, I am a pig.
What does that mean then? What's a pig
it's
in Chinese?
It's this Chinese star sign horoscope, and it's
can we play the Maltese
structured by the year
number
you are
18
born?
In the meantime?
When
you can
born?
Talk underneath the sound of the Maltese national anthem.
Yeah,
cool.
They
I'm
eat a lot of pigs over there.
I'm born in 1983, and in this year only pigs were born, like me. And we are friendly pigs. We can heal the world.
More?
And this year, I was told I have this task to heal the world.
Hmm.
So I got now like 10 months to
heal the world.
To make this mission possible. And
11 months, I would say.
11, yes, yeah. But I'm not so sure how a little pig as me, like me, can do this. But
can you do it alone? Or do you need other pigs to do it with?
I have a lot of pig friends. But it's just a bit complicated between this communication.
That was the Maltese
pigs.
National anthem with Josephine talking about the
pigs.
Chinese year of the pig.
Yeah.
I clean my pig nose.
Okay. This is live radio, folks.
Yes. Do we go on with national anthem or we pick another song?
Let's ask someone to ring in and choose.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Can we do that?
Yes.
So if you want to choose a national anthem, then please ring in. Oh, is that someone ringing in? Ringing in on fast forward.
Yeah, you never know. You know.
You just never know what's going to happen next, do you?
No, you never know what is a ringtone and what's not a ringtone.
Nowadays, yeah, it could be anything, couldn't it? Could be a pig, for example.
A pig with red lips and blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. What color are your eyes, Renus?
Oh, they change with the color of the sea.
Oh, that's a good answer. And yours? They're not blue, are they?
They're blue.
Oh. Does anyone
as
know any songs about eyes, the colour of
yes,
eyes?
Yes, Elton John. Blue eyes.
Is that Elton John?
This is not Elton John.
Elvis Presley.
Yes.
Deep sea.
Quick, where's the gaffer tape?
No, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's blue
and
eyes.
Then you've got Van Morrison with Brown Eyed Girl.
Ah.
And that's all the eyes I know.
Yeah, eyes. Okay. So it's the eyes to the left and the nose to the right. So which, what's next?
I would like to hear this Don Campo song.
Gigantic collection.
I think that was a very, very good song from the Cassette Culture compilation.
Which one? What number?
I think it's either disc one or disc
two. I thought
two.
It was the Year of the Panda. Isn't there something to do with pandas? Is there a Year of the Panda in Chinese?
Is there a Year
I'm
of the Frog?
I'm not so into this, but...
You know?
It should be, if it's not.
I know there's
panda
some
really
panda that needs
edges.
A new leg, apparently, in China.
Ah, wait, there he is. Disc two,
snakes,
number two.
Monkeys.
Snakes and monkeys, okay.
But there also exist water pigs.
Should we talk about it after this track?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's called Banished from This Room.
Thank you.
really do a fade out, man.
Yeah, we could do fades. We could do anything. Yeah. We could do anything these days.
Sorry, Don, but we skipped 1 minute of your song.
That was a drum solo, wasn't it? I think
was it?
We skipped a drum solo.
I think it was going to the end of it.
What was that then, Rinus?
That was I only know him as a name and as a name of a friend of mine. He is one of the guys who is from the early times of the home tape scene.
This is home taping.
He started off home taping, you know, the people who put their music on cassettes and then found friends before internet was there, and then send them to other friends and can I have another tape back, etc., etc., etc.
Do you know Lily Palmer?
No, never heard of her.
Oh no, is that from 1-2-3 from Billy Wilder?
Huh?
Confusion.
Oh no, that's Lisa Lottepulver.
Anyone confused? Yes.
But she said something interesting. Do you want to listen to me?
Please go ahead. Yeah.
Four-sentence poem. It's German. Oh. And she said, "Und insofern du das nicht hast, dieses Stirb und Werde, bist du nur ein trüber Gast auf der dunklen Erde." And that means, as far you don't have this dying and becoming, you're just a sad guest on the dark earth.
You're a sad guest
on
the dark
earth. Yeah, but she was living in a sad time. No?
What was her name again?
It's not sad, no.
Oh, it's not sad.
Lily Palmer, it's just, if you don't have this, if you cannot accept that things in you die every day and become to something new, you are just the sad guest on the dark earth.
Okay, yeah, then it's not sad.
So the dream I had last night,
sad.
Where I couldn't wake up.
Sad.
The dream I had where I couldn't wake up this morning.
Yeah. You cannot accept something dying into you.
Maybe
you
should
play
our national anthem
while
this is going
on.
Good question. I mean, good answer. Good response. It's all good.
Yeah.
Every minute begins a new life.
Where's that CD that I gave to you?
Well,
you didn't.
Does it matter?
No. Now, what was your... You were talking about some deep philosophy about Swiss fish and Greeks.
This deep philosophy was about the problem that I had when I am in really beautiful places. At beautiful places?
Schön.
Yeah, schön. Then I cannot really enjoy because I'm always so sad to go back, and then I lose the good moments because I'm afraid of the bad moments. And that's so stupid, isn't it?
Okay. Radical Satan, l'astronomique domestique.
And that was Radical Satan by La Fièvre Noire.
It was
How do you know these people?
Yes. I know.
That's a wonderful track.
I know them through this woman, girl, Italian singer here. And she once gave me an address from someone in Bordeaux and said they are very wonderful people, etc., etc., etc. And I went there and became friends with them.
What was her name? What's her name then?
She is called Patti Oliva, and she makes music under the name of Madame P. And she, at her house, she had this very funny little books, you know, you have pictures and then you do
like a flip book,
and you see little movies.
Yeah.
And she brought some back, and one of them was a guy undressing himself, walking around, you know, turning around, and that was the whole thumb movie.
Thumb cinema.
When I saw them, I recognized the little bit chubby, very, very, very nice guy, Ciao Momo. He is the one who plays the accordion.
Uh-huh.
He's the one who plays the keyboards. His brother, he plays the contrabass, and it's Jonathan. He's a drummer. One day, I looked at the program. No, one day I performed at Scherer 8 here in Berlin, and I saw a flyer and I saw Radical Satan. Hey, they're coming here.
No.
Wow.
Radical Satan.
Yeah. And they were
Radical
performing
Satan.
There, and I think it was one of the best performances that they did. It was so,
where,
so,
where
so,
was
so sweaty and so red. Huh?
Where was the show?
Scherer 8 in Wedding.
Okay, so that was La Fièvre Noire. That's the name of the album. Radical Satan with a K.
You have to copy this for me, please.
Yeah, okay.
Can we copy? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we can copy. They will be glad to be copied.
There you go.
I think
so.
You can look them up.
So, and this is the friend, Patty. If you put it on number, it's the track I like best.
Everything has to be copied.
Number 5. Pity that we can't even sing these national anthems, can we?
We can sing them. Well, I know the
can
English
we?
National
yeah,
anthem.
Yeah, and I know the Dutch one. Now we know the
do you know
French
one. Do you know the German one?
Of course I know the German. Which one?
Which German
the fascism
one? You mean
one?
There's...
yeah,
why not?
The fascism one?
Go for it.
Huh?
So Tomorrow Never Comes. Tomorrow Never Knows. That's a Beatles song, isn't it? Tomorrow Never Knows. Tomorrow belongs to...
Yes,
anyway.
Bring a lot of problems.
Moving swiftly on.
Oh yeah, Madame B with... am I doing the announcing? Yeah.
Yes, you take, some, take your turn.
Blue, Madame P, and now?
No, the song.
Ah,
which
the song?
Blue.
From
Blue.
Madame P.
Blue.
How does it? This is Spanish, isn't it? Ombra di soleil.
No, it's Italian.
Great.
Lady B.
Shows
Lady
much I know nothing.
No, not number 3, number 5.
Oh, okay, let's go for number 5.
Blue was sounds, clouds, suns, clouds, words, asses, silence, words, asses, dreams, yo. Love, lust, truth, sands, ocean, blue, was, blue, instead, you, car, grass, fish, lust, teat, ocean teat, cats, sands, lust, sands, lust. You come here
true
to say
hello
what you are come
hello
dear and be what you are sense ocean
forever
has come to you destiny
has
come and green, less
leaf,
blue. Thus, blue was is coming here. And sleep awaken, silence wordest, words and yours, clouds and slide, ride, slots, gun, kill your dreams, think and be,
sleep,
be what you are. Blue was blue was stripes and crabs and chips, some sets and say and spade sets on birds and sets on turrets and just take stuff like on the treadmill. I want to get you out to make something comes. Mass blue, blue. Tis my
Should there be another dim at the end?
No, I thought there was an hello at the end.
It's
kind of gadgets that fall out of the studio equipment.
I didn't hear a hello.
No, because you there's still 1 second.
Okay, we can do anything. We can do anything. Look. No, we can't do anything.
No?
It's decided it doesn't want to do it.
We have to wave to the other side of the studio.
Wave to the people at the on the technical side.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to make any difference.
Oh, no?
No.
Now we are stuck. We have to talk for all this.
For zeros and ones. Oh, for zeros and ones. Well, who was that then?
That was Madame P. The
anthem for My Blue Eyes.
Do you know anything about them? Where are they from? Blue eyes. Yeah, we were talking about blue
from,
eyes.
From Pluto, true. I think.
Blue eyes are from Pluto?
The band. Madame P is from Pluto.
Pluto.
And she saw me with her telescope and looked into my blue eyes, and then she said, oh, I make a song called Blue.
Could be.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So do you know any songs about eyes? Oh, we've done that one, haven't we? Any other part of the face? Do you know a song about the nose? Any nose songs in German?
Nase.
No, I just know songs about Alf.
Elf? What's that? The ears.
You don't know Alf? But it's not German.
Alf.
Alf?
Alf.
Alf.
This little alien.
10, Elf,
Elf.
12.
Alf. You don't know Alf?
No.
No.
It's,
enlighten
I think
us.
It's American a series.
Alf.
Alf.
Or Alf Asch.
Asch.
Don't pronounce his name.
Alf Asch. Can you do an impression?
Of Alf Asch, of course.
This alien with a big nose, brown,
huh?
And he falls down into a house of people of the Tenners. Billy Tanner.
Tennis?
Tanner. The family called Tanners.
Tennis.
And then he had to live, this alien had to live with the whole family for years.
Uh-huh.
And they always had to hide him, but he was a funny person. And, but I think...
But that's another story.
It doesn't matter.
For another time. What? Which one?
No, it doesn't matter. We
any
talk.
Track?
Number
wow.
20.
Number 20, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, but because of time.
This is competition time. Competition time. Guess which anthem that is.
Yeah, that's true. Ah, that's very easy.
All right.
This.
Let me guess.
Okay. We were just talking about him.
Prague. Alf is the...
Alf. Alf.
That's an American.
Do you know Alf or not?
Alf Asch.
Asch.
H. Ha. Alf Ha.
A-L-F.
We're not going to pronounce his name on this show, but he lived not far away from here until they bombed him out of his bunker.
This is terrible, don't tell me.
Yeah.
I like Alf, really. I connect him with my childhood.
I think we're talking about two different people somehow.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
we've just realized.
Maybe the other Alf didn't have a nose that was so impressive. So I missed everything.
Perhaps
any requests?
We should go back to the pigs, then to Ash.
Oh yeah.
Which national anthem was that one?
It was not really good, and so it doesn't matter, I think.
So whatever country it is, it doesn't matter according
to
you.
It just doesn't matter. It's a boring country.
Could be.
Oh no, it was not from Holland.
No, we have something, we have another.
There's a national incident about to occur here.
No, this
an international incident.
The anthems of smoking people.
Shall we do disc?
Why not?
Yeah, one.
Disc
one?
One, number 12.
Which?
It's the cassette culture again.
So here we are in cassette culture.
Does anyone have a cigarette?
I have something. In the background.
Really?
I'll just get this one going. Cassette culture one.
Yep.
And numeral.
Numero 12.
Oh, it's a rest.
12. Go. Oh.
Yeah.
Strand by Violet. Do the Strand by Violet. Do the Strand by Violet.
How do you do the Strand?
I think by swinging a lot while you're taking a crap.
And paying respect with your own money.
Yeah. That's how you do it. That's how you do the Strand.
Money.
Getting rid of it.
Shake your
and if anyone picture. Remembers Do the Mussolini by Cabaret Voltaire, that sounded what? Remarkably similar.
It's not the Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft.
No, not DAF. Cabaret Voltaire, Do the Mussolini. Do you remember that one?
No.
Do the Mussolini. If anyone out there remembers that, then ring in on this number. Which number? Yes, that number. I hope you're taking it all down very fast. Whichever country you're in, it's going to cost you a fortune if you ring this mobile. So
yeah, it's just all data, you know.
I advise you not to bother.
You still have to show me the old show.
Okay.
The old show? Are we going to do the old show now?
The premiere.
Huh?
Revolution. Just reading Renus's T-shirt.
Oh. Yeah, I
Revolution
think
is written on it.
Revolution
no, 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 no.
Several different languages.
Yeah. I think we should go back to Radical Satan for a moment.
Oh, yes, and, please.
We're big fans of Radical Satan.
We love
Satan.
It.
Satan.
Because these two.
In German, what's Satan in German?
Satan.
Satan.
Teufel.
And in Dutch?
Satan. It's an international word.
He's an international man.
Yeah. In fact, there is this movie where Satan is played by a Dutch actor with a big nose.
Really? And there's a lot of noses in this month.
In the baddest German dialect, it's Der Teufel. Is Satan.
Yeah, that's the other part of him. You know, there's always two sides to the coin.
The one is the devil and the one is Satan?
And the other one is Duivel.
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 Duivel
and devil. Oh, yeah. Teufel, devil.
Teufel.
Yeah.
Teufel.
Ah.
Track number two, Barcelona.
Okay, Barcelona, here we come.
I want to go to Barcelona this summer. Was ich will, alles, was ich brauche.
this is the national anthem show, but we don't know yet for what radio. Oh, oh.
That's very good. That was Radical Satan, or Satan, or Diablo, whichever country you want to come from. By La Fièvre Noire is the name of the group, isn't it?
No, La Fièvre Noire is the name of
the album. The album, okay.
Yeah.
Look them up. We love them. We love them.
Yeah. Normally people do a playlist and things like that. Are we going to do that as well?
We're kind of playing as we go along, aren't we?
So much administration, you know, that people can go on the internet and read at ease.
Indeed.
Yeah, what
it
they
would
were
be handy,
to.
Wouldn't it, if we could maybe put this up on a website.
Yeah.
And then people can see what was played, some
mm-hmm.
kind of playlist. Maybe we'll think about that before the end of the show.
Yeah, and make a website quick.
Yeah, we'll whip up a website in a
mm-hmm.
jiffy, as they say.
Do we have an next track?
Well, we've lost one of our trio. She's disappeared.
She's
vanished.
No, she's going where everyone goes. She's going where also the queen goes when she's nude.
Even
I
the queen goes.
Yeah.
And she's back. Yes, ladies and gentle people, she's back. The star of the show. She will be back to announce the next track.
What is the next
track?
Next
tracks.
Do you have a next track? You can take something here.
Wonderful toilet music, please.
Some wonderful toilet music. That is strange because we were talking about doing music for Aldi, weren't we? Doing some kind of happening in Aldi supermarkets. I don't know whichever country you're in.
Aldi and toilets.
Toilet music, music for lifts.
Yeah, but there is a track called
music
Toilet Music on the internet, but it will take too much time to find it.
So we should make our own toilet song, perhaps?
Make our own toilet
yeah.
songs. All right, do you know any toilet songs?
Okay. How do we do that? You've got the text?
We can make some toilet sounds.
What?
We could be queuing up the next track at this moment.
This is the
next
track.
So that people don't know what we're doing.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it was a wonderful toilet. Oh, it was a wonderful toilet.
Everyone needs his toilet.
A wonderful toilet with blue eyes.
A wonderful toilet.
And
the only place to be
for me.
Should be nice as my toilet.
Do you like it warm? Or do you like it cold?
Like it wet and brown.
Do you like it sweaty?
No,
or
I like
do
it.
Do you like it dry?
No, I like it too.
I want a toilet with a skin.
Soundy.
I want a little furry toilet.
Do you want to be my toilet friend?
I'll be a toilet friend and ask for money, everybody will come. Yes, we go on the strip now.
Toilet.
the national anthem of
Poopsie Town.
Yes.
Next song.
Everyone's stunningly quiet.
Next song.
What is the next song?
Well, I don't know. You've got all on the computer. I mean, I thought this was meant to speed things up. We've got 100 tracks on this Bandit Like Beckett thing, and we just say any number between 1 and 99.
13, I told you.
13.
This is Bandit Like Beckett from Ireland. Which one was it? Number 13?
Yeah.
Track number 13.
It's also got a name, but it's got all these little letters on it. I can't read them, you know? No, this is also toilet music. We heard it.
This is my song?
Yeah, that's your song. You can still change the number.
I'm a bit disappointed. Well, I thought you have a CD called Radical Sad, and we haven't heard it, I think, yet.
You were in the toilet when we played that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Live radio, folks.
And you were making these kind of sounds.
Track 13.
We recorded you, actually.
The song for the pig, called Josephine.
Well, despite the interruptions, that was Bend It Like Beckett, and there's about 100 tracks on this CD.
If you can read them. I can't read them.
Or shall I read all 100 tracks?
Yeah.
From the beginning, okay. Number 1, Scanner Interval 2. Number 2, Scanner Interval 3.
Number 3, you can put Thanos, this one. I can Chris hold this, Sakis. You can have your things free.
Number 4, handing over to Renus.
Yeah, no, you read, I've got bad eyes.
Number 4, Panagiotis. Who made this, anyway?
Wonderful Toilet.
Who are these people?
It's a compilation by Danny McCarthy in honor of Samuel Beckett's 100th birthday. He asked people to do something Beckettian. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to the whole CD in a row, it's really, it's almost magical radio. It's like you're having an old bulb radio who has stored all these sounds from somewhere and then playing them just as they like.
So what do you know about Beckett?
I know Renus. About Beckett that I did some shows with Emanuele Rodo, who knows a little bit more of Beckett, and he explained some of his writings to me. And what I know about me knowing what I know about Beckett is that I don't like his writings.
Hey, I played in a theater crew and played Beckett.
Ah.
Yes.
There you go.
And then I left after our premiere. It was too much for me.
Okay, here we go.
Between 1 and 9. We're just doing this at random. This is Pirandello from Italy.
6, please.
6, please, Bob.
Just a large pool of silver.
Reconvening is the word.
Huh?
I think reconvening.
Reconvening.
We had some electronic failures.
Ah.
Electronic challenges.
Undo challenges. Didn't put money off. We put, of course, track 6, which is 555.
Put a 50p in the meter.
Maybe that's the name of the song. So it's just 555.
555. It's a 555 timer for any electronic geniuses out there.
Huh.
Here we go.
And Romuald and JP wouldn't mind if we do some talk over. Because I think this has been the National Anthem show.
It has, hasn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Very National Anthem-like.
And we have been doing it for toilet radio, because those people from the South Pole, they never answered.
Yes, yes indeed. This radio show is supposed to go out through the South Pole, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we also can pretend that we are on the South Pole. They might have a toilet problem over there. How would they solve the problem over there? Toilet.
How do people solve the toilet problem in the South Pole?
Yeah, it's so cold there.
Good question. Not sure.
And do you know of toilets where there's radio? You know, built-in speakers?
Yes, I do. I remember going... Now, what is it called? There was a toilet that I went to. Was it me or was it someone else? I can't remember. I don't remember whether it was me. I know certainly that my friend Mim was in Seoul and she went to a toilet there, and there was a button to press if you were embarrassed about going to the toilet, and when you pressed the button there was a recording of a flush, and it was called not a Liberty Bell. It was called
Liberty Bell.
No, Liberty Cap. No, that's a Liberty mushroom, trap, isn't it? What was it? There's a name for it. If anyone knows, then ring up on the number aforementioned. Ring up on this number. Yes. Yeah, that joke wears thin after the second time, I must admit. But
but I'm going to use it more.
So, yes, if anyone knows what that button is in Seoul, in this particular sort of skyscraper toilet.
That's not toilet music, you know, that's just some camouflage.
Camouflage, yeah.
Actually, you know, you're in there's even music in the toilet when there's no person there. You've got 24 hours, you have toilet music.
Actually, on the motorway to Zurich the other day, there was all these electronic toilets and there was music in the toilets. I recorded it. In fact, I went into one of the booths and recorded the toilet music.
There you go.
I should play that,
shouldn't I? We are actually toilet radio.
Curious.
I think it should go there.
It should.
Yeah?
What should go there?
This show.
This show should go in that direction.
Yeah. I mean, we should send it there.
Send it where?
To Mr. Toilet, to Mr. Toilet Music on this way to Zurich.
No, this is in all the toilets going across Germany, or many of them anyway. It's a company that they make, you know, this recorded music for toilets. It's all automated. It's robotic. There's no one to talk to.
That's more
no
like
one to give your tapes
music.
To. Yeah, completely. Mm. There's a voice and stuff like that. It's all computerized, robotized.
No, it's a little bit more live. People take their what do you call these things? The iPods everywhere. So they could take them off when they go to the toilet.
So this is our forte. You reckon this is the direction? This is the direction we're going in, is it?
Yeah, if they don't want us on the salt pole, then at least they should want us on some toilet. This is the National Anthem show for...
Just a thought, anyway.
For radio.
Oh, and we should also mention that one of our comrades has just vanished.
Yeah.
In case you wondered where she'd gone.
She's vanished.
Gone. Yeah. She's off.
Yeah.
Out she on the town, because in Berlin on Friday, everyone goes out.
Is
on
it Friday?
The town. Indeed.
Oh, shit.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
This is where
today.
The metro stays open all night. Tubes stay open all night.
Oh,
trams
really?
Going all night. So people are out on the town. And what happens on Fridays in Berlin, Renus? What happens in Berlin on Fridays? Well, weekends. In fact, it's every night in Berlin people are out.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter,
true.
Does it?
No. It's weekend all over the whole week long.
Yeah. Not like London or other towns that we have known. So, yeah. London is a weekend town, but Berlin
if I had money today, I would go to this show of the South Saharian singer and his group in the Kesselhaus in Berlin.
What's that? Saharian singer?
Yeah, from Sub-Sahara in Morocco, and I know they make very, very nice music.
Oh.
And that, but it's at least €15 to get in, and... I mean, I earned €10 with my own show last week.
And so you can busk for €5 outside.
And then spoil it like that, you know? Mm. Nah.
So what's next on the itinerary?
It might be the last song.
I think this is probably the last song.
Yeah? Yes. Oh, this is the last song?
This is the last song.
Otherwise, I would go here and play Here Be Monsters, Aloof One.
Okay. Let's go for that. That's cassette, Renus cassettes.
No, it's not my cassettes. It's actually compiled by Mental Anguish. And the songs are by members of the cassette culture.
Is that cassette culture one, disc one?
Disc one, number two. Here Be Monsters, Aloof One.
Sounds like a show. 2%-5%.
这个药物在全世界已经用了有差不多十多年了吧。 That was Cassette Culture. Cassette Culture 1.
Yeah, we're up for the auto.
Scary Monsters? No.
Here Be Monsters.
Here Be Monsters. And how do you know these people, Renus? We put on the last track.
That was Zen Hoffman's, one of Zen Hoffman's trillion groups. And Zen is a big friend of mine. I met him in Barcelona in 2000, and then we started to collaborate sonically.
Okay, so, and this is the end of the show once again. And let's go for the national anthem. It's got to be number 27.
Why? Yeah.
Because.
We did that on the other show that was not our.
It's nice to have regularity.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about toilet humor.
Yeah. Okay. Blue eyes. Baby's got blue nose. They do it better than we did.
Indeed.
Yeah. Do you have some news? At the end of the... Do you have some news?
Some news. That was the news.
That was
the news.
That was the news. And this was the National Anthem Show on your radio.
So good night from Rinus.
And good morning from Adrian.
And
oh shit, I forgot that one.
Which one did you forget?
The song for Adrian.
I
can't find it.
We can do it on the next show.
Okay.
We'll remember. And for Josephine, well, you know, she's just gone. She just walks out, so...
Yeah, but she wants this show, and she will be one of the 2 or 3 listeners.
So good night.
And good morning.